This will be for the meeting of the Emory County School District Board of Education held on Wednesday, October 7th, 2009 at Brookcliff Elementary School in Green River, Utah, starting at 5 p.m.
Hello, Patrick.
Howdy.
Saw your picture in the paper this week. For some hamburgers.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
About it?
Yeah. You were flipping hamburgers for the pre-Melon Days barbecue or something that they had.
I think they did. It was a bike, you were flipping the post office to give a man.
Well, we're going to start. I think we're all here that's assembled. We're all... Marie needs to excuse today. She has other family business she needs to attend to. Otherwise, the other four board members are here, and Superintendent Kittred and Business Administrator Jared Black. So with that, we will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I didn't welcome you all here. We're glad you're here and right in the middle of parent teacher conferences, so thank you for coming tonight. The first item on the agenda are the consent, the warrants, the minutes, and the financial reports from August of 2009. Is there any questions on those?
No, I move that we approve.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we have some personnel actions, names for approval?
Yes, we have actually three names. We're not on the information that you got earlier, all of them anyway. I have Mina Jean Mickelson to be approved as a lunch worker, looks like in Greenwood High here. I think it's 3.5 hours a day. This is to replace Nancy Mitchell. And I also have Heather Stilson as drill team advisor at Emory High and Lacey Branson as an assistant drill advisor. I guess that's the way it is, unless they're co-advisors. I think it's Heather is the drill team advisor and Lacey the assistant advisor. I think this is the third time we've approved advisors in 5 months. I recommend the board approve those three new employees.
Well, I'd make the motion that we accept them and approve them.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we have approval of vending contracts.
We have, by law, we're required to have the board approve any of our vending machine contracts or vending contracts. Our elementary schools do not have vending machines that are on during school hours. Green River High does not have vending contracts with any outside vendors. However, there are included in your packet Emory High's vending contracts, Canyon View, and then I just added tonight one from San Rafael with Pepsi. And I have looked through it. I don't see anything that's a standard contract. I don't see anything that violates board policy in it. It's quite long and wordy, but apparently Pepsi is the sole provider of the vending at San Rafael. And so I don't see any problem with that. So I'd recommend that the board approve the vending contracts that were sent to you to review for Emory High, Canyon View, San Rafael.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we have the approval of school improvement plans, reading plans, and staff development plans.
Yeah, that was a lot of reading for you.
Yeah.
I don't know when we've had a thicker packet, and I don't know how in depth you got into it. I have read them, believe it or not. I know that Jed and Glenn have reviewed them. I did talk with Marie today to see if she had any input on it. she felt that they could be approved. She did indicate that there were a couple who did not include budgets with their House Bill 312 reading plans. So we'll follow through and make sure we get budgets on those. I think that's the only ones where there is really an expectation of a budget. Staff development plans, we do allocate a small amount of money to schools for staff development. We cut both that and the reading budgets in half this year with our budget cutting, but we've never asked the schools to submit a budget for that professional development money. But we will follow through and make sure that we get the budgets on those other two. Most of these were required under the state block grants, but all but the one state block grant has been either done away with or cut by about 70%. But we still, in the past, the school community council and the school administration approved the plans, but the new law passed this past legislation requires the local board to approve those plans, which would include a school improvement plan for each school, a staff development plan for each school, and for elementary schools, it would include a K-3 reading plan, kindergarten through third grade reading plan. And you had copies of all the plans except Canyon View, and I emailed that to you. If you get it on your email, I did include a copy of it here, and I've been through that, and it's amazing to me some of the good things that are going on with these plants, and there's a lot of good things happening, and a lot of different kinds of programs that are being implemented, and each school is looking at their individual needs. They're looking at more than ever, I think, at the test data and the assessments. Some of the schools have opted to look at each grade level and write individual plans for each grade level, indicating from the test what the areas that they want to work on. And some schools have done it more in general, school-wide, looking at areas that they need to improve and have written the plans in that way. But I would recommend that the board approve the school improvement plans, the staff development plans, and the elementary K-3 reading plans as they've been presented to the board. Now, if any of you have any questions on them or any comments, we'd certainly be willing to share that and take that back.
I thought it was really helpful to kind of see what they're doing, and I was impressed that Larry Davis had some personal essays and reflections that he's using for. That's pretty impressive. Anyway, there's a lot of great things in each of the schools that are happening, and they're on top of a lot of the new programs.
I think they're using the test data more and more now to establish these
It is a good thing.
And we've had a lot of training on that.
And which I think the legislature wants, so they can show that that's what they're doing. Any questions or comments on them?
Well, I'd make a motion that we approve these plans as they've been written and given to us.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Very nice.
Okay, approval for bus rental for the annual county event.
We approved a contract to use for bus rental a month or two ago, and I've been working with the county on a list of events that we can approve so that we don't have to be approving events this month. I did indicate on your report I sent you that some of the events I think we need more information on, and I don't have that yet, so I'm not going to make yet for approval, just because I don't think we know enough about them. But we do have some events that we've rented buses in the past for the bike festival, which is the weekend of the week before Memorial Day, the marathon, which is the second weekend in September, and the fun run, which is along with the county fair. excuse me, and some new things that they're thinking about doing, and these are still just ideas. They'd like approval so that they can go ahead with the idea, but whether or not buses are actually rented will kind of depend on what the demand is. One is to have a bus from Green River to the county fair and rodeo, and then also a bus from Green River possibly up to once a month to come up to the swimming pool. So again, those are just going to depend on the demand, but they are requesting approval of that so that they can start looking at the program and see if it will work. But I'll answer any questions you have. If not, I'd recommend approval for those.
So that, to the swimming pool, would that be once a month year-round?
I don't know that it's year-round or possibly just during the warmer months. But my guess is that it is year-round.
It's open
year-round. It's open year-round.
Yeah, during the winter it would just be to the indoor pool.
Except the
no one's in the outdoor pool.
No.
If you want to come up with him.
So, to remind us, the bus drivers, how do they...
Okay, how this would work is... we, by law, can't subsidize any of this. So we are coming up with an amount that we'll charge per mile.
But we will provide the driver.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll cover the driver.
Okay.
The gas, the use of the bus, etc. Gailey from the Rex District would just call Janice and say we have this event coming up in a month, and Janice would call different drivers and find one who'd be willing to drive for that event. And she's done that for the couple that we've had just in the last month, and it's worked out fine.
Okay. Hasn't interfered with other things that are going on. Okay.
And a lot of these are on Saturdays.
Okay. Any other questions? So we don't have any specific ones to approve tonight.
The first five, right? The first five on the list. The rest of those, and I guess also we have the pageant that next time I come back, we probably have to discuss the pageant. I talked to risk management, and they said that as long as the county is providing the insurance, that they don't have an issue with renting buses for the pageant. So as long as that's the case, it should be okay.
Okay.
But I still want to find out a little bit more information before I recommend approval on that.
Okay.
Well, I would make a motion that we approve the first five on this list from the county fair, fun run, marathon, a bike festival. Is that right?
Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, let's go to the principal's report. Principal Johnson.
And perhaps, again, I'll let Mr. Mann just take a moment and give you a little bit of an update. Mrs. Wilkie, our second grade teacher.
Yeah,
you're probably aware of her situation.
Yeah, she's a very sick.
Either has had a few difficulties, some of you probably last heard of me, had pneumonia and then ended up having a stroke and some complications with that, and she did return home about 3 weeks ago. She has been improving since then. She lost a lot of the use of her left side, but she has regained a lot of that and she has been able to get around her house and other places without as much difficulty as she had before. She did start chemotherapy again just this past Monday, and so they're looking to see how that will affect her, but she is in, considering what she's been through, she's in pretty good spirits, and but she's still having some difficulty with her sight and things like that, but she's been doing a lot of work.
I guess we have no idea when or what the circumstances will be regarding her return.
And how fortunate it is that we got to honor her last summer.
Mm-hmm.
It was so great that she could come up and receive the Teacher of the Year award that she did from the district.
She still has a lot of sick leave days.
She does right now. Have sufficient sick leave for quite some time, but as the year draws on, and obviously that will be an issue. Could become an issue, not knowing what may happen next time. I think so. On related notes, we will have to make a change to our trust land plan of last year, because he was a portion of that trust land plan during the summer to a REEDY improvement program during July, and because of the circumstances, we weren't able to do that. We right now are trying to look at rewriting that plan, and obviously we'll have to submit that to you for your approval once we get it rewritten, but we're looking at perhaps purchasing a program through what is called Rosetta Stone. You've probably seen or heard of it advertised on language development. We have several teachers who would like to pursue developing Spanish speaking skills, because our Hispanic population in recent just continues to skyrocket. It's going up dramatically. Currently, I think 15 of our 20 kindergarten students are Hispanic. We've got quite a few in our school right now between high school and elementary who cannot carry on a conversation in English at all, any type of conversation. So there's some real challenges there, and they seem to still keep coming. So the challenges are going to just continue to increase. I think we don't quite think it's in the Rosetta Stone, and it would give the teachers a chance to develop some Spanish speaking skills. And it's supposed to be research proven and everything else, and so we're looking at using some of that trust land money that was designated to do the reading improvement program during the summer to purchasing that.
That is an excellent program. I have it, and it is totally immersion in the
lab. I'd be interested to see how it works.
Really, is it?
Language, and it's excellent.
They can be speaking Spanish in 10 minutes for
Also, along the same lines of referring to Mrs. Wilski, currently we have Mrs. Hughes serving as our second grade teacher, and in that substitute position right now, and we have a student teacher working with the second grade, Abigail Dunham, who has been a local graduate of Green River. She had gone to London, I believe, and was scheduled to do her student teaching in London. And because of some type of a legal issue and visa issues and that, she got deported from the country and wound up back here in Northern Arizona University, where she had graduated, contacted us and asked if there's any way we could work with her to do her student teaching here. And so she is completing her student teaching right now in second grade, and that's working out quite well under Mrs. Hughes as the cooperative teacher. So we're in good hands there. Another thing I might mention is that we have Ms. Durant and John Hughes, who are serving as administrative interns here in Green River, getting their hours for the administrative degree. Of course, I know that there's others in the district who are doing that, but they are helping out with several administrative responsibilities, just starting that right now, and doing some things with professional development, as well as some responsibilities, I guess, that have been kind of administrative that they've taken on in the years past. Ms. Grant does a reading, book read every year with the teachers and discussion on professional development lines, and John Hughes has overtaken the responsibility of doing a student council here at Brooklyn Elementary. So we've had a student council for the last couple of years here at the elementary. Overall, school report, I think character development is one of the things that we focused on more than anything else the last few years. We do words of wisdom every morning. I do a monthly read with the entire student body where I pick some, or someone picks it for me, as most other instances, say I like to pick it for me. And
help you with the big words, huh?
Help me with the words. And it's something on Cassidy Delmont, and I lead it to the students, and then take a few minutes to discuss a little bit about the significance to them, and it's usually on some type of character traits such as integrity, honesty, bullying. We've gone through quite a few of them. I can't think of everything that we've done, but I do one read every month with the entire student body and discuss that with the students. Anything else that I could report on? We have a good staff. I think I take a lot of pride in the work that goes on here at the elementary by the staff. I wish I was more of a contributing factor there, because they just seem to know what needs to be done and take care of things. It's a good staff, and it's all the way around, including paraprofessionals and janitorial, secretarial staff. Part of that goes to the exciting, super teachers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Black told me not to take
it
long, didn't
he? He's like that. He wants to finish things. Yeah. Thank you for that report, and thank you, staff, for the work that they do with students and making them better and making the school better. Appreciate that. We'll go ahead then with the superintendent's report.
Okay, first of all, I just, most of you probably heard that Janice Clark, our transportation secretary, her husband passed away yesterday. Henry Clark, don't know yet all the details. We're not sure exactly what happened, but went to the hospital about 2 in the morning and passed away. That was yesterday, right? Yesterday morning. So she's on leave right now for a little while. But I sent you a copy of our enrollment report. We must see what the date on the one I sent you, because on the agenda, it's not the same one that I wanted. It was actually, I think I sent you this September 30th, didn't I? My report tonight says September 2nd, I think it's the 30th. Maybe I didn't.
You put it in with this packet. I don't see a new one. Yeah. I saw it in there, this one.
I guess it is.
Here
September,
it is.
September 2nd, yeah. Which would have been right around Labor Day. Shows us up 62 students over last year. Again, that's an increase we aren't used to seeing. Jeff said as of today, I think the report you run today, we're up 60. So the first day of school enrollment was around 70, 72 increase, and we've lost a few apparently between that and Labor Day, but we're still pretty excited that we did see some growth. I wish it was during a time of extreme economic hardships and budget cutting, but certainly helped us. I mean, it would be even better if it were in better times, but We're glad to see enrollment increases in our school district right now. Of course, on the other end of the county, Emory High will continue to see declining enrollments over the next 3 years, and then they will start to see increased growth there. But we have that, again, that reverse bubble of low enrollment that's going through our system right now. It's just now in the 8th, 9th, and 10th grades. So that's information. I also sent you a copy of a letter that we received from the State Office and the State Health Department about the H1N1 flu. And that's for your information. It talks about the flu vaccination that apparently is here now, and those who have priority with that. And also, there's a copy of a letter that we sent out to the schools to send home to parents. It talks about what kinds of things that parents can be doing and what kinds of things that we're trying to do at school to prevent the spread of the H1N1 flu. we expect that during this flu season it's going to be very difficult. We're going to see a lot of absenteeism. We're trying to make plans to be more flexible in our attendance policies and those kind of things as much as we can. We still have to, I think, keep some sanity to it by at least asking for some excessive absence, at least getting some doctor's excuses and things like that. But I did want you to have a copy of the letter that was sent to the schools and sent home with some guidelines information about how to prevent the spread of that, because I think it will become a big issue for us over the next several months. We're seeing it now, but I think it could become even more of an issue. Just an update on background checks. We have started the process of getting the background checks done as required by law. Of course, those who are licensed employees, those will be done at the time their license is renewed, but we're also required by law to have all of our employees, non-licensed employees, have background checks. And we have background checks that have started. We have a service center. There is a machine. We have the equipment to do the background check, and we have that scheduled in our district office 1 week out of each month over the next several months to try to complete. We have our non-licensed employees on a six-year rotation. We have individuals in the district office who are trained now to do those background checks, and that's proceeding very well. So far, we haven't had to fire anybody that I know of. USBA regional meeting, as you're aware, that's next Tuesday night, 6 o'clock in the Carbon School District office. They have asked that we read the book called Coming to Order and bring it with you, but I can't find it. Laurel says she has a copy.
I think I have too, so I'll send it your way.
But if you have one at home, look it over. I have my own Bible in my office.
I research it.
I assume it's on the procedures for effective school board meetings. But I haven't been able to find a copy of it. That's one of the things I'll talk about along with, they'll talk about how to improve school board meetings and also the legislative program that was ratified by the School Board Association Delegate Assembly in August. And that will go from about 6 until about 8:30. So before you leave tonight, I need to know if I haven't talked already whether you'll be attending that. We need to get a count to them. Also, in your material I just gave you tonight, there is a one sheet, and I know I gave you a lot of papers, but it's one sheet that says Utah or State Board of Education Regional Public Education Leadership Roundtable. Our new state superintendent is, I think it was right before the Big Six SHARP survey thing. But I don't have a lot of detail on it. It does say that more details will be sent to the superintendents and board presidents. They would like teams from each district to attend. I'm assuming that they are discussions about education and about No Child Left Behind and about the state's attempt to look at new programs that the new national administration is trying to promote in education. One of those is called Race to the Top, which will have a significant impact on everything we do as far as testing and those kinds of things. And so I think they want to have some discussion on those. If they would like the superintendent, board president, one additional board member, one elementary and secondary principals, one elementary and secondary teacher, one of each of those, and one parent as a team. And that's on October 29th. I don't have a time. It will be in Price, and it will include Carbon, Daggett, Duchesne, Emory, Grand, North Santee, San Juan, South Santee, and UNS School District. And there are other schedules around the state. So if you have a burning desire to join Laurel and I, or if Laurel can't make it, a couple of others of you, let me know, because we'll plan to have a team to attend that those roundtables. Should be some good information and good discussion that come out of that. And the last thing I have that I just gave to you tonight is a result of our Student Health and Risk Prevention Survey that is done through the State Office of Education and the Health Department and the Substance Abuse, State Substance Abuse Department. We participate in this each year. I have not had a chance to review the report. I've given you the district summary. It just came. I just got it Monday. So I'll let you take that and you can review it. If we need further discussion on it, we can do that. I have sent to each principal by email today a copy of the school's survey results, each school, that has all each of the questions on the survey and how the students responded to it. But basically, it's a report of drug, alcohol, tobacco, and health risk behaviors of students. It's a student survey. I think we surveyed 6th, 8th, 10th, and 12th graders. And so it would, each school report would have the student responses, not by name, but the numbers and percents of responses. So it's good information. We do use it, particularly with our tobacco grant and other things we look at as far as where we've been and where we're going, where our students are going with drug and alcohol abuse particularly, and risk, health risk behaviors. It does, I think this report does have a comparative study of since 2006. Matter of fact, I'm not sure it's given every year. Is it every other year?
2007.
5, 7, and 9, I think is what the comparative study shows in here. So I have given that to you for information, and have fun. A lot of information. But we will be going through that as a district and looking to see what kind of response we can get from you. Other than that, I don't think I have anything to report. We do have one closed meeting item, personnel issue that we need to talk about.
I had a question to that. What is the, gold diamond stands for the MTS. What does the MTS stand for?
In this study.
M. What page are you on?
It's just on all of them. It's a little.
5, 6, it's all on all of them.
It's just this little gold MTS right here.
Don't know, Roy.
It might tell us at the first, I bet.
I have not had a chance. Monitoring the future does not survey sixth grade students. So apparently part of the survey is called monitoring the future, and they do not include sixth grade students in that part of the survey. So it will, somewhere in here there's a report on that, and it will do 8th, 10th, and 12th grade, but not 6th. So we'll have to find that section of it.
It's way up there. That's what do you think it's going to go to?
I don't know.
Gary.
I don't recall that being on other reports, so that may be something new. On some of them, it has like an 8-state comparison, monitoring the future 8 states. But apparently, we'll have to find out. I don't have an answer for that. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. This administrative report, Sarah?
Just a couple things. We finished our audit a couple weeks ago, even with Jeff harassing the auditors.
Really?
We had a clean audit and no findings, at least as of when they left our office. So that was good news. And
that is good news.
Of course, we'll have a report at the next board meeting. I think Kay or Rick will come and talk to you then. We'll have all of our official reporting done by then. But, it was a good audit. And I also wanted to mention that we started a wellness committee, and I don't remember if I've commented on this to you, but we did a wellness challenge over the summer where we invited employees to exercise, drink plenty of water, and eat fruits and vegetables, some of the healthy components of a good lifestyle. And we had a really good response from it, and so we're going to continue doing that. We have a wellness committee with representatives from most of the schools. We're going to continue doing some of these challenges, and we have some nice incentives for those who participate and those who earn the most points, but just, I guess, so that you're aware, it's been a really good thing, and we've had a lot of good feedback from employees in the district about that.
That's it?
That's all.
Okay.
Sorry, Nolan.
Anyone else that we haven't covered? Okay, then a motion is in order to go into closed meeting for personnel items.
I would make a motion that we go into a closed meeting.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you all for coming. Thank you.
See ya.